Hello and welcome to The Sound of Science with Penny Sache and Sam Hullick. In this show, I speak to Tom Gaysons about unravelling wild silk, but first, here's Sam with the week's headlines.
Scientists have discovered a new species of worm living more than a kilometre below the Earth's surface. Halicephalobus mephisto was found in South Africa, living in the ancient water that lies in cracks between rocks at the bottom of gold mines. This is the first multicellular organism known to live as far down as the Earth's crust. It survives in the hot, low-oxygen environment by feasting on the bacteria that live below the surface. This finding is another intriguing example of how life forms can adapt to survive in extreme environments. Also this week, new evidence from skeleton DNA has suggested that farming arrived in Europe more than once. By studying genetic markers, the research team concluded that farmers arrived via southern Europe, as well as in central Europe from the east. They also found that the male ancestors arrived from outside Europe, while the female line was descended from earlier Europeans. Although this group of skeletons are from 5,000 years ago, the arrival of farming is thought to have occurred much earlier. Researchers would now like to study older skeletons to give more detail on ancient migrations.
Oxford researchers have found a way to develop silk from wild silk moth cocoons. The domesticated silk moth produces an easy-to-unravel cocoon and is farmed in China. The team wanted to see if wild species of silk moth, which are found worldwide, could also be used to produce silk. However, they found that these species form cocoons which cannot easily be unravelled. Using electron microscopy and other analytical techniques, the team found that, unlike domesticated silk, wild silk cocoons contain a mineral preventing easy unravelling. Tom Gaysons explains.
The mineral is actually something covering the outer surface of the cocoon, so the outer shell. And it's like enforced concrete. It's like the same principle, metal sheets in concrete. So it's the same with the cocoon. So if you get rid of the concrete, you actually can get to the fibers.
This mineral is calcium oxalate, a toxic mineral that forms the main constituent of kidney stones. Tom Gaysons researched the methods used to treat this human condition and then applied them to remove the calcium oxalate from the silk cocoons. He found that treatment with warm EDTA, a weak acid commonly used to dissolve limescale, removed the mineral from the cocoon, making them amenable to silk production. An easy method like this for treating wild silk could open up silk production to across the developing world.
There are many different wild silk moth species, and none of them have been actually used except for the domesticated silkworm. So China has the domesticated silkworm and exports a lot of silk. And then we have some wild silkworms that India is exporting. But far from that, there's actually not much silk production on world scale. But there are a lot of different wild silk moths and silk moth types, even pest species, in Africa and South America. So with this technique, we can actually access these cocoons as well. And that means that poor regions like Africa and South America could actually benefit from the silk industry.
That's all for this week. Join us again next time.